The Likud party of Israel's Prime Minister Ariel Sharon won yesterday's parliamentary election. The coup doubled its strength in parliament to 37 seats. The opposition Labour party won only 19 seats in the 120-seat Knesset. That's Labour's worst ever electoral defeat. Despite Likud's win, Sharon must form a coalition government. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
Ariel Sharon, the 74-year-old son of Russian immigrants, has more than once been dismissed as a political has-been. But last night he became the first prime minister to win re-election since 1988, and he doubled the Likud party's strength in the Knesset. Sharon smiled at the crowd, hailing him as Arik, the King of Israel, but quickly dampened the mood by reminding his supporters of the task ahead, recreating the unity government that the voters seem to want much more than the Likud rank and file. Citizens of Israel, the election is over, said Sharon. The time for arguments is over. Now is the time to work together. I am hereby announcing that when the president gives me the task of forming the next government, I will call on all Zionist parties to join in a broad government of national unity. The heirs to Israel's political founders, the Labour Party, suffered a thumping body blow yesterday. The voters said they liked many of Labour leader Amram Mitzna's ideas, but they clearly didn't trust him to lead with the Palestinian conflict flaring and war clouds on the horizon in nearby Iraq. Along with left-wing Meretz leader Yossi Sarid, who offered to resign, Mitzna was one of the few making no excuses for the left's decline. He said Labour would not sacrifice its principles to hold on to the illusion of ministerial power. It's no disgrace to be in the opposition, said Mitzna, but I promise you our time there will be short. Sharon hopes that Labour will once again be a fig leaf for his failed policy, he added, but we do not intend to join him, rather to replace him. But Labour leaders are under pressure to get Mitzna to change his mind. Tommy Lapid, head of the rising Shinui party, said if Mitzna continues to refuse, his party should depose him. The anti-religious Shinui party eclipsed its ultra-Orthodox rivals to become the third largest bloc in the Knesset. Sharon could easily put together a coalition with right-wing and religious parties that would be invincible domestically. But analysts say such a coalition would be an albatross around the prime minister's neck in the international arena. David Horowitz is editor of the Jerusalem Report magazine.
He's going to have a real struggle now to put together anything other than a hardline right-wing coalition in which he would be the most moderate element.
Israeli Arabs suffered a slight loss of representation in the Knesset, but a massive boycott there failed to materialize. Palestinians anxiously watched Israel continue its shift to the right. Cabinet Minister Nabil Shath called the outcome really bad news for the peace process.
This government really appealed to the instincts of revenge and security and conquest. It really used bullets to get ballots in this election.
But Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak called to congratulate Sharon, and the two reportedly agreed to meet after Sharon forms his ruling coalition. The next 6 weeks will see intense pressure on Labour to join the government despite its misgivings. Akiva Eldar with the Haaretz newspaper says the prospect of U.S. military action in Iraq will add to that pressure.
And Sharon is very lucky that the coalition negotiations will coincide probably with the beginning of a war in Iraq.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.